In my library, I have more than 15,000 books. I love books on preaching. Two preeminent 19th century preachers whose sermons are in my library are Charles Spurgeon, the Metropolitan Tabernacle Sermon, 63 volumes, and Joseph Parker, Preaching Through the Bible. Both men had powerful churches in London at the same time. City Temple and Metropolitan Tabernacle were contemporaries and both doing amazing things. Though their books sit side by side on my bookshelf, the men in person seem to have some issues with each other. Joseph Parker published an open letter in the newspaper to express his concerns for his friend and colleague, Charles Spurgeon. The letter read, "Let me advise you to widen the circle of which you are the center. You are surrounded by offerers of incense. They flatter your weakness. They laugh at your jokes. They feed you with compliments. My dear Spurgeon, you are too big a man for this." Today's chapter, 2 John, may be a very short letter, but it has a huge message for Joseph Parker in the 19th century and for us in the 21st century. In John's small 13-verse letter, he ends it with these practical words that we all need to hear. This is verse 12. "Though I have many things to write to you, I do not want to do so with paper and ink, but I hope to come to you and speak face to face so that your joy may be made full." Many believe 2 John was written to the same people that 1 John was written to. What is interesting is that when he starts off the letter to the chosen lady and her children, some think he was writing to the church and not a mom and kids, that it was a metaphor for the bride of Christ. Regardless, the apostle wanted to say a number of things to these Christians. John gives us this amazing practical advice that some things can be paper and ink, and some things must be face to face. This is so good. John delineates for us that all information is not disseminated in the same way. I would like to put in my two cents to tell you what I think is face to face and what I think is paper and ink. While I was attending a funeral of a loved one, out of respect, a family member showed me something I could not believe. He pulled from his pocket a 40-year-old letter that was written to the deceased. A pastor had written the letter and in it shared some concerns and bad news with that person. I saw the letter's fold marks that were about to come apart from being opened and folded so many times over the years to show people the audacity of the preacher. This person, now deceased, was so angry with the letter and the pastor's insight on their situation that he carried it around for 4 decades. By the way, I read the letter and the preacher's words were true, but that is not the point. The point is that someone carried around a letter that infuriated him for 40 years, and now it's in the hands of a family member who I pray doesn't do the same. Though the preacher's words were true, they did not belong on paper. Some things are paper and ink, and some things are face to face. Here's the rule. Anything that is corrective or negative must be done face to face. Anything positive and encouraging can be done with paper and ink. Why? Posterity and longevity. Paper can be saved, and even for 40 years. I want people to hold on to a positive and encouraging text message or a letter of uplifting words. I want them to be able to look at it again and again that would bring joy and hope to them in tough times. I have done that even. When something is hard and corrective, then do it face to face. People need to hear your tone, see your facial expressions, notice your tears, and be able to ask questions. I really wish Joseph Parker would have gone face to face with Spurgeon and not paper and ink. His concerns for a friend should have been done privately to help him. If he had something great to say about Spurgeon, then do that in an open letter. In Matthew 18:15, Jesus says, "If your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over." The goal is not to win an argument, but to win back a friend. Let's be clear. This was not just a 19th century problem for Spurgeon and Parker. We have an issue with social media. It may not be literally be paper and ink, but posting is the same. I would urge you to keep the same 2 John rule. If it's negative or combative, don't post it. If it's encouraging and positive, post it. You may ask, but what if I am concerned about their point of view or stand on something? Then show them love by going directly and privately to them, not writing about them. I heard one of my pastor friends say, if you are bolder on Facebook than in person, then you're a fraud. Wow, that's convicting. John's first century advice on face-to-face or paper and ink should have been heeded with two London pastors and most definitely needs to be heeded in today's social media frenzy. Thanks, John, for this amazing insight for us. Point taken and followed through. I want you to notice I put that in ink.